Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvinii. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alvinii. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Title of this one is Lemonade and the Female Stimulus Package. Lemonade and the Female Stimulus Package. So what is this dude talking about now? Well, recently, Goldman Sachs, the massive investment, corporate investment bank that has been around for a long time, stated that they've launched an initiative, and the initiative is for $10 billion over 10 years in the investment of African American women. That is a very, very great thing for women. And that initiative is going to sow the seeds for so much potential within the black female within the United States. It's going to propel them to a different class should they be in any of the many categories that the initiative is going to seek to do. There's a whole document on it. If you put it on Google, fantastic news for African-American women. Question: why specifically African-American women? Answer: have absolutely no idea, but my opinion is it could be a great instrument in hands of those who do not want to see equity actually between African-American men and African-American women, and therefore a cohesiveness or a cooperative effort amongst the African-American collective or community. It's just an opinion, however. Anyhow, being an African-American man in this environment that will be structured, designed, facilitated, my mind started asking questions about, well, if I have been more or less financially discriminated against, or if I have been financially restricted in order to produce a concept of equality or equity, how can I and other brothers take advantage of this massive amount of pipeline of money that is going to come through to invest specifically in the African-American female? And I came up with some answers or possibilities. You know, is really possibilities, because there's no real way to know until you actually find ways to implement them and you see the outcome of the implementation. But that's what I wanted to share with you all today, which is lemonade from the black female stimulus, this corporate stimulus, which may be just the beginning. All right. So here's four things that I thought about, and I'll go down the line with them. First one is, partnerships with women, like specific, actual, written, legal partnerships with women, because they're going to have access to such funds. You may have a fantastic idea. They may have the capital. So you could work together, build a team, and implement whatever possibilities that could be. You know, maybe not just specifically business, but more of investment strategy or something like that. So maybe not massive, but great in scale to what it would help both to enrich your life, strictly professional level. That one's pretty straightforward. The next one is personal, which could be an array. Could be your actual personal relationship. Of course, you know, as you are, you know, supportive and, you know, of capital and things like that, all the way to gray market, black market professional. And the reason why I say that is because all of that enrichment is going to create such a vast lifestyle for such women. But, you know, they're still women. They're still humans. They're still going to want connection. They're still going to want friendships, relationships with men, especially the ones that are very attracted to. And that can overlay into some of a serious relationship, or it could become a transactional relationship, which she gets her needs met and the guy is there to provide either a boyfriend experience or a combination of just raw sexual experience, something like that. Anyway, it can still create room for that man to receive proceedings from that, gifts, whatever you want to call them, for his value that he brings to that woman. At the lowest level, it could be a very much in-house, stay-home, what's called hobosexual relationship, in which the man basically trades his presence and his sexuality for a place to be sheltered and sustainable. And you'll see these things play out over time, even within this dynamic, with a side note, because this dynamic will finance women. It will create a different structural leadership dynamic. It will create a different authority dynamic, but it's not going to make men obsolete. It's just going to shift the burdens of management and leadership more towards the women, which we've already had a taste for this for the last 10 to 20 years with the whole independent woman phenomena that has been born of both issues, both sides, on the male side and female side. Anyway, so we went from professional to personal. The next one is what us as African American men can think in conjunction, a focus back on needed infrastructure, services, and work, skilled, technical labor. This will be a supplement to what many of these women, especially on these higher levels, as money flows into their lives, are going to need. Because men will buy homes, and many, of course, will have cars. And this may be an excellent opportunity for you to find a place in the economy to be of a affordable service to these women, especially with the mechanical work, you know, carpentry or repair, electrical, plumbing, things that, HVAC, heating, air conditioning, the things that will keep their lives cozy, comfortable, and things like that, but and that require discomfort in order to complete the job. Some women may will definitely be able to do this on their own, and even some will be in these fields, but ratio-wise, with the influx of capital there, many will choose to do careers that not only are lucrative, but maintain status in a corporate fashion. So they still will need technical work done on a lot of things to maintain the infrastructure and reliability in their lives. So that's one are basically positions that may have a higher level of risk or moderate level of risk that are more physical, intact, but are very, very needed. Anything that's needed in this society or economy, with its even though the currency is steadily dropping, it's still a commodity, and money will chase commodities. The fourth thing in conjunction with that would be to get to a point to understanding the lifestyle needs of the woman outside of her technical infrastructure, things around her life, the things that she likes, the things that she's going to not just pay for because she needs, but pay for because it's a part of the consumer culture that we have. With that influx of money, and with women usually being the highest levels of consumers, that money's going to get spent even in luxury, on luxuries. Luxuries and wants and needs, because it's human. And so I have a few ideas of things, but I think I'm going to hold those to myself. But once you figure out what trends with this influx of money through African-American women, start looking at the stock market for the companies that produce those things and sell those things, and ease yourself into some stocks. Financial opinion, not financial advice, but financial opinion. And preferably things are corporations that draw a dividend as well. So that not only are you getting stocks and holdings in the things that are being used, or things that are having a lot of money come to them through the consumption of the women, but it also produces a residual income along with it, or an ability for it to compound in your holdings. And you build yourself a portfolio around that, around the lifestyle needs of women. Like for instance, an example could be cosmetics. So you could see who owns maybe, for instance, a beauty supply chain, like a Sephora or Ulta, things like that. Or you could go to malls, or you could look up shopping analytics for different products. There's many different ways to figure out the trends and therefore where money is going to be heading so that you could position yourself to receive some of that money on the back end. And that's, I guess that's the big idea of this. Maybe I'm not too mad, because when you start to think about possibilities of solutions, it may not matter as much if the influx or the infusion of money comes in on one end that way. But if you are adaptive enough, you will know how to receive it on the back end. A lot of businesses recently, in a non-related case, received a massive windfall of money from the release of the STEMI, or the 1400 stimulus that just came out. As soon as that came out, in conjunction with some of these states being back opened, it was a tidal wave of money some of these businesses hit. They probably ran out of product before the release of these funds. And that is the same dynamic with any of these initiatives. Yes, there's going to be a lot of women or people who take the money that they receive from the government and use it in a very prudent or retentive way, like an investment. And then there are going to be many who just do a lot of spending out of many, many different things. So I wanted to put this info out on record and give the fellas an idea of how they could take advantage of this influx of financing. Of course, this is more of a one-dimensional type of discussion, because there's going to be many other ramifications, or the potential for many other ramifications as well. But if we could at least look at more of the financial aspect of it, and how we could turn lemons into lemonade, that's what we should do so far. Anyway, this has been Mr. AH3 with Real Talk of AH3. And until next time, peace.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.